From the Marquee Media Studio inside Mark Tank, it's the Mark Haney Show.
Today is going to be a show like no other. My daughter Ashley Haney and I have been discussing how we might tweak our show a bit, and we decided to create a series that highlights why the Sacramento region is so great. We have so many fantastic things about Sacramento, and Ashley is in real estate. She is an entrepreneur. She owns her own brokerage and has a real, I guess, inside look at what people are thinking about what when they want to move here, why they stay here, why they want to get the heck out of Dodge. So maybe, Ash, let's talk a little bit about the purpose of this segment a little bit and, you know, why it is important, because we have so many people relocating here. And this is not a relocation story, but there's obviously a reason.
Yeah, well, thanks for letting me be your co-host on this segment. It's an honor. When we were kind of talking about what we wanted to do, we were thinking about how do we tell people how great our region is without telling people how great our region is, right?
Without bragging.
Yes. So we got together and I was talking about some situations in different locations of the area, and you said, hey, let's make a show out of this.
Yeah, absolutely. So this what this will be is this will be the kickoff of a once a month series for the next 12 months where we highlight the greater Sacramento region. We'll be talking about Yolo County, Placer County, Sacramento County, El Dorado County, other counties if we have it. I don't know how many we have, but I think there might be a fifth one mixed in there somewhere, or Sutter, if you consider that Placer or Sacramento County or Sacramento area. But we'll also be going into cities and talking with regional leaders that are part of these really great geographies that we have here in the Sacramento region. And so today, our first guest to kick this whole thing off is Michelle Willard. She is with the Greater Sacramento Economic Council. And GSEC, if you don't know them, is basically they run economic development for the entire region. So who better than Michelle to help give us some perspective on the entire region? And then in future shows, we'll go into these specific geographic areas. But today we're going to be talking about the overall region with Michelle Willard. And so let's get to know you just a little bit.
Sure.
Michelle, you reminded me that you used to be a news anchor before joining GSAC. And now you actually have an opportunity beyond GSAC that is super exciting. So give us a little bit of your background.
Well, first, thanks so much. I feel honored that I'm your first guest here today on your show about the Sacramento region. A little bit about me. So I've lived in 10 different states. I'm originally from New England, went to college in Vermont. Dad lived in Florida and lived all over the country. I started as a news anchor. So my first market was Texas, Abilene, Texas. Then I moved to Columbia, South Carolina. In between those stops, I met my significant other. I almost was a news anchor here in the Sacramento region, was approached by two news stations at the time, and decided that I really wanted to do public relations and government relations and go into that field and really work on strategy and development. And I have never looked back ever since. I absolutely love what I do. I wake up every day and enjoy what I do.
Yeah, I remember you telling me one time you worked with Bill Holliday for a while and his public relations company. And so you have a perspective that I think Ashley and I don't have. And that Ashley's lived here her whole life. And I have lived here my whole life, which is a really long freaking time. So together we are hometown people where you come in and immerse yourself into this community, but with a different perspective. So maybe with that said, your perspective on the Sacramento region, why are we so great? What are we working on that we need to improve on?
Sure. Well, I will say we are probably one of the most special communities in the United States of America. And I'm not just saying that because now I'm, you know, a Sacramentan. I live in Placer County. I absolutely love it here. But we offer unique talent. We offer an amazing schools, amazing amenities that you don't get in other states in the United States. And so, you know, we have a MSA population of 2.7 million people. We have immense access to higher education. We have William Jessup University, Sacramento State University, University of California, Davis, all the way to Berkeley, the Bay Area. We're only an hour and a half drive. So when we're attracting and recruiting companies, the most important thing to them is, do I have access to talent? Mm-hmm. And if I have access to talent, I can move my business here and I can expand. So your economies thrive on how your university systems perform.
Well, yeah, one of the things about this too, and Ashley, I think you would have some perspective on this, is people want to move here for opportunity. You want to move your business here. Is this a good place to grow a business, to have a business thrive? And often we talk to our employees about, is it a good place to live, right? You mentioned the school systems. Not just higher education, but just are the K through 12s good, and is the price of real estate good, and are there things to do at night with my friends? Those kind of things happen to be, you know, front of mind when people think about why this is so great.
Yeah, I feel like we're kind of a unicorn community where we're about an hour or two from Napa, an hour or two from Tahoe, an hour or two from San Francisco. And you can come here, you can go to downtown Sacramento and have that nightlife, or you can go back and walk the parks or the trails with your kids. And it's really exciting to see kind of the best of both worlds as people relocate here. And honestly, we're seeing about 30% of people still working from home. And so maybe not 100% remote, but maybe only going to the Bay Area 1 or 2 days a week so they can get a more affordable home and a little bit more of a lower lifestyle, you know, not lower in class, but lower in terms of
cost of living,
less pressure, mm-hmm. less traffic, less all the things that you want to leave behind in a big city. And it's kind of the best of both worlds.
Yeah. So you mentioned a statistic, 2.7 million. I think how many people are in the United States? 300 million, something like that. I remember, you know, growing up, I always talked about us being like a 1% market. So we're a little less than 1% of the United States here in the Sacramento region. And recently we've had this influx. Ashley, you know, kind of touched on this a little bit. We've had this influx of who, right? You have those kind of statistics. Maybe you can. We know there are tech workers moving here from the Bay Area. There's people moving here from LA or Southern California. Who's coming here, and why are the people moving here? The great relocation, if you will.
Well, so Sacramento region, we're the fastest growing community in the state of California. So now is our time to shine and thrive. And Ashley, you mentioned, I mean, I was just with my two boys in Lake Tahoe, and it took me an hour and a half, 2 hours to get up there. And, you know, that matters to families and individuals who want a good lifestyle. And now, you know, the tech companies in the Bay Area, the Google, the Apple, the Microsoft, Salesforce employees get more ability to work from home. And so they can take their Zoom calls. And I truly don't see the office market changing. I think remote working is here to stay. I think you're always going to see that hybrid model. I mean, technology is only advancing at a rapid pace. And as these technological advancements continue, you know, you're going to see more remote working. There will be always a place, I think, for office. I think it's always nice to be in person with people and to collaborate. But I think, you know, when you're looking at real estate opportunities or livability opportunities, people are attracted to this market. You know, you have access to mountains, trails, Folsom Lake, Lake Tahoe, snowboarding, skiing. You can go to the beach in an hour and a half. You can go wine tasting. And in the United States, I mean, Maine is the only, where I predominantly grew up, Maine is the only state that offers like 2 hours to the mountains to go skiing and snowboarding, which I grew up, and then I could go surfing at the beach.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's start with it by talking about the people a little bit, because they're one of our biggest assets. You mentioned talent.
Sure.
So we have great workers, but we live in, a lot of us live in neighborhoods where it's easy to make, the people that we are making friends with are, I've heard us called like the Midwest of the West Coast, right? We have this, you know, really charming group of people. So when we get this group of tech workers, we'll call it, people that are wanting to relocate here, how are they fitting in? Have you established friendships, Ashley, or clients that are people who are relocated here? And how are those people sort of fitting into to this little Midwest thing that we know and love?
Yeah, so it's really interesting because anytime somebody says they're moving here from the Bay Area, you initially go, okay, are you going to fit in here? Are you going to change the demographic of our area? The diversity is fantastic, and it's been great. I've seen more understated millionaires in the last couple of years than I had ever run across before.
What do you mean understated millionaires? They're very well off, but they don't flaunt it?
Yeah, they're not flashy. The people that I'm seeing that are the most successful are not the guys wearing the fancy suits, as I have my suit jacket on today.
Oh, you're always dressed nice too.
But you know, they're the guys that are wearing basketball shorts or their work boots, and you have no idea that they are working on multi-million or billion-dollar deals.
Yeah, it's really interesting, huh?
I think Sacramento, so most people don't know this, but it's the number two most diverse city in the United States.
Wow.
So I think when you talk about people from the Bay Area or wherever relocating here on a national scale too, we're an extremely accepting community. And I think that's what also makes our region unique, is that people feel like they have a sense of place, mm-hmm. Regardless of your heritage or nationality.
I would have to imagine with our diversity that finding your tribe in a place like this is so possible, because right. We got all walks of life coming, you know, living here.
Everything.
Yeah. And so you finding a group, obviously I'm focused on venture capital and startups and entrepreneurs. So if you want to get involved in that kind of community, you can. But there's everything here.
Yeah. And I think there's enough people who were born and raised here, like you and me that haven't left, that know what the small town was. And so we're keeping those small town values even as the community grows.
Yeah. So, okay. So what do you, you both have two women with small children. Yours are a little bit older, Ashley, but so you mentioned going to Tahoe. So we got great people here. So it's great to socialize and make friends and form these tribes, if you will. You mentioned Tahoe and Napa. Like, what about the Sacramento Kings and the different things that are going at Golden One? Because for me, when the Kings came here, it changed. All of a sudden, we have a major sports business franchise here, and that's led to, I think, a lot of opportunity as well. But for me, it's led to me being, I'm a Kings fan, and so I love professional sports. Now that they're winning again, it makes it, you know, that's something for me to do. Even an old guy like me likes to go to the Kings game.
I think that some of us take that for granted, right? Maybe we weren't there when that was implemented. So for me, I'm more generational, and the opportunity that I'm looking for is for my children. And so some of the bigger things that they put in, like the grounds in Roseville, it's creating opportunity for my daughter to succeed in volleyball. So that gives her opportunity to potentially play at a higher level.
And we will be, we'll talk a little bit more about this, the different breaking up the geographic areas a little bit, but that one specifically, the grounds, that's where we did GFX, our big venture conference that we'll be doing again this year in mid-October. I think it's the beginning of October. I'll talk more about that later. But this is the largest hardwood floor in California, and it happens to be in Roseville, one of our major cities here. And it's this tremendous asset for the region that draws people from all over, outside of Sacramento, around the country even, to come in and converge and play volleyball or other sports that you play on a hardwood
floor. Let's talk about stadiums.
Yeah.
I mean, 100%. So I've lived in different parts of the country. I always like using Kansas City as an example, okay? They have four major sports franchises and four different stadiums. Well, they did have the Kings.
Yeah,
but we got them. But mm-hmm. that's okay. I'm glad. I'm really happy about that. But they have multiple stadiums. And so when people say, Michelle, can we build more stadiums? I said, yes, absolutely. And to your point, the youth need, you know, complexes mm-hmm. and places to play sports. And we have so many children in this region that want those youth soccer fields, that want those volleyball courts, that want those basketball courts. And I think we are working as an economic development group to attract, you know, new sports franchises and to build new stadiums, because we have the capacity to. We have a huge population.
Yeah,
I think the best athletes make the best CEOs. So if we can invest in these athletes at a young age, we're just investing in the future for this region and having them come back to a place that they grew up and reinvest for their kids too.
Oh, 100%. And there's some, right, there are people that have come out of Sacramento that are in the NFL that have done major things in entertainment and in industry. There's just so many people that spring out of here and go all over the place to seek their fortune. But now they're, in many cases, returning here to their hometown. We can talk about people like Dusty Baker, but there's a number of famous athletes and famous people that really have left, but they still call Sacramento their home. It's really, really cool. So arenas. So we have Golden One, the most innovative arena in the NBA and maybe in the world. I'm not really sure. I know it's been rated very, very innovative, and they do innovative things at the Sacramento Kings. We've got, I think, the number one minor league baseball program with the Sacramento River Cats. We've got Team Alpha Male, which is an MMA fighting team out of here. What else do we have in terms of sports that's building or that we're working to build here?
I mean, I think the dream for MLS is never going to go away. Yeah. I think it's something that we really need to convince Don Garber and MLS that we're a Sacramento soccer market. And I think MLB, right? I think we are a great MLB market. I mean, both of those sports are outdoors, and we are one of the few markets that has the most sunny days per year. Mm-hmm. So when you want to go outdoors to a sporting event, you know, we are the place. And the fact that we don't have more than one sports franchise, major league sports franchise, is just kind of bizarre.
It's kind of a crying shame, yeah. But we are building, I mean, you look at, so we're going to, I'll break down into a tease for a future show, but you look at the rail yards and this great infill opportunity, and at one end is a big Kaiser facility going in, and at the other end is a soccer stadium. Is that still going in? I remember the ground making. It wasn't quite groundbreaking. What's the latest on that?
I mean, we're working on it.
Okay.
I think Michelle Willard's personal dream, I'm not going to speak for anyone else, but I think my dream would be to see a stadium built in the rail yards, an outdoor one, to have an amphitheater on the riverfront, to have mixed use development with university housing potentially down the road. And I think we should have also another stadium in the suburbs. I mean, you look at Sporting KC in Kansas City. I mean, that's one of the most successful, you know, soccer teams. And, you know, that stadium is in the suburbs, similar to like a Roseville, right? Mm-hmm. And all the families go to Sporting KC events. And so my dream would be have a major league sports franchise in the burbs, and then one downtown in the rail yards, and an amphitheater, more mixed use development, high rise apartments we don't really have in downtown. Kind of bizarre when you go to a major city, you'll see a lot of high rise apartments. We don't have that. You'll see the riverfront developed. And you know, the suburbs are doing great. I will say, you know, they're really thriving. A lot of our communities, I know you are going to get specific with cities and counties, but a lot of our cities and counties are really getting creative from an economic development perspective.
Yeah, they are. But speaking of amphitheaters, too, one thing that we haven't hit on is the Toyota Amphitheater. We've got even the little one here in Rockland Quarry, and that's a great venue for families to come together. And we're attracting some top artists.
Some of these casinos that we have is here as well. There's so many great concerts to go to here. But on the university side, it's interesting because I know you're very familiar with, Ashley, you went to UC Davis.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got Sac State. We've got William Jessup, which you mentioned. So we have this talent here, but these guys have sports teams too. I know I'm going off on the sports thing, but one of these days, I mean, Sac State's had some great programs over the years, as it has Davis.
Yes, I think Dr. Luke Wood is really trying to transform the university. And I know he partnered with Uriah Faber on building, I think it's Combat U is what it's called. I'm not a boxer myself, but and making sure that they bring back the boxing team and compete at a collegiate level. And I think that's a great partnership. I mean, Uriah Faber is just an amazing individual and leader in our community. Grateful for all he does. But I think all of our universities have the ability. I mean, William Jessup went, their basketball team's incredible. They just went D2. UC Davis is good as well. So I think we have leadership at the table between Dr. John Jackson, Dr. Luke Wood, and Chancellor Gary May. Mm-hmm. I think we've got some tremendous leaders at the table that want to really up the game in terms of sports at the universities.
And don't you feel, Ashley, you stayed here. You graduated from UC Davis. You got a diving scholarship, so you were an athlete. But you stayed here. A number of your friends, you know, that was a few years back, were, you know, they may have left to go seek their fortune or be who they're going to be. You stayed. Now we're seeing more students graduate and stay because of better opportunity than maybe there was, let's call it 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, I know that there was a good chunk of my friends who left and said, I'll never come home. And a lot of people that I'm selling homes to are people who grew up in this community who thought they would never come home. Now they have kids. They remember the lifestyle that they had here. They want to come back and create that just with the 2024 spin on it.
Yeah. Well, in terms of, let's talk about job opportunities here.
You
recruit businesses to be here. We have, some people say we're a company town, and our company is the state of California. So we have, you want to get a state job, this is the spot. But yes, beyond the state job, what kind of opportunities are springing up beyond? I mean, there are some within venture capital and startup, but on a broader scale, you've brought some nice companies here, and some have grown their businesses here in Sacramento and are driving all kinds of opportunities.
Sure. Well, the Greater Sacramento Economic Council, we focus on industry, right? And bringing jobs around industry. Those are usually high wage, tradable sector jobs where, you know, people can afford to buy homes and feed, you know, feed their families, et cetera. But I will say, Mark, the startup entrepreneurship ecosystem is vital to your regional economy. And what you have done to start the first accelerator program in our market is incredible. It's really made our region, it just put us on the map and made us more sophisticated. And I mean, you embrace the startup ecosystem, the startup community, and that's how you grow companies, right? That's how you continue talent, and that's why people want to come here. And so that is really vital when you want to have a good entrepreneurial ecosystem, whatever city or region you're in. From an industry perspective, you know, semiconductors are really hot right now. It's an industry we're focusing on. We just recruited Bosch, which is a global German company. I helped do the largest semiconductor investment in the state of California in Roseville. They're going to be building silicon carbide chips for electric vehicles. And then 40% of our business pipeline right now are clean tech companies. And so what that means is the transition to electric vehicles, and regardless of what side of the aisle you are on, bottom line is the industry is pivoting to electric vehicles, and that's just the way it's going. I mean, the wealthiest individual right now is
Elon Musk. Yes, yes.
Right. So, yeah. So it's happening, and they're fast.
Yeah.
But I think focusing on that industry is really going to differentiate us. We have the California Resource Board here. We have the California Energy Commission. We have the major regulators who are regulating this industry. And when you're talking about, you know, the startup ecosystem, when you're working with a mobility company, they want access to those individuals when they're making changes on their products.
You bet. And coming out of UC Davis too, we have these students that are getting their degrees in life sciences and different things like that on the medical front, and really figure out a way to change the world in terms of keeping us alive longer.
Sure.
Beyond, you know, just clean air and so on. We really are doing things here that I think a lot of people maybe overlook a little bit. We kind of go in, we do our job every day. Maybe we're a state worker, but there's great innovation happening right here in our backyard. And, you know, I have to pay back the compliment to you and Barry Broom and the GSEC team. When I started my show, this was about the time Barry started GSAC. Barry and a number of leaders in Sacramento started GSAC. And with Barry's leadership and your leadership, you've assembled this incredible team, this collection of people who really get it. They understand why we need to have a regional economic powerhouse. We need to be that. And you also understand the power of entrepreneurship. And so with your leadership and bringing everyone together, and our focus on venture capital and, you know, accelerating early stage companies, it really is an advantage for Sacramento. You know, and behind me is the backyard advantage, which is really becoming the, you know, the most connected community in the world for local entrepreneurs, and it's centered around this culture of love, right? These people in Sacramento, we have hometown pride, whether we've been here, you know, 2 years or 60 years, there's this hometown pride that is almost instantaneous when you get to meet people that love their community. When you meet people that love their community, then they want to help each other. That's happening here. And it, you know, I got to hand it to Barry Broom for bringing us all together in that way.
He's been a great mentor, and I wouldn't be where I am today, sitting here in front of both of you guys without his mentorship. He's been an incredible leader. He really is a visionary. He pushes his leadership team and makes sure that we're the best we can be every day.
Yeah. Well, and from an outsider's perspective, looking at both of your guys' situations, I think that one of the special things too is that these leaders are partnering with our local governments and our local electeds, and they want to see everybody win too, right? So it's definitely a collaborative effort, not just amongst entrepreneurs, but amongst our entire community.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so there's some certain geographic areas that I want to focus on.
Sure.
Not necessarily the ones that I'll bring up. So if there's others that we want to talk about, that's great. But you mentioned the riverfront area. So we got the rail yards. You got describe what that looks like to somebody who maybe hasn't spent any time down there. So, yeah.
Sure. Well, I think it's definitely underdeveloped. I mean, you have the baseball stadium near the river. Mark Friedman is doing a tremendous amount of work building apartments, which is great.
Yeah, you've got the river dividing West Sac and Sacramento, right? And so on each side of that river, that's the riverfront area, and you're saying it's underdeveloped. What's going to go in there? Is that, we talked about sports and entertainment, but also housing, like upper end places to live?
I think Mark Friedman is working on some housing development there. I think they are also, apologize, I'm forgetting on the project name. I hope he doesn't watch this, but he's going to build some life science space, some wet lab space to attract and recruit those types of companies, which is really important. It's something that we specialize in with UC Davis, building Aggie Square. Mm-hmm. But I think that riverfront has so much potential. I think if we could build an amphitheater on it and do some high rise apartments, and I think it could be really cool.
Well, it's beautiful down there in terms of like the what you have. You mentioned that we have a lot of sunny days every year. I like to be out on the river. People want to be out on the water.
Yes.
People want to be outdoor if they can these days. And that's a spot that is brimming with opportunity. And
right.
I think you go to some place and it feels like there's not that much opportunity anymore because it's overbuilt or it's built out. But here we have these, I guess, untapped areas.
You could kayak.
Yes.
Jet ski. I mean, there's so much. You could have boat ramps. I don't think there are any if I get close by there.
I agree. Okay. So you mentioned, I like boating. I like to wakeboard and spend time out on the, out on the river. If that's an opportunity for me, or Folsom Lake. So for me, I love going out to Folsom Lake cause I'm a Placer County guy.
Beautiful.
And it's right here. And there's so many things you can do from an outdoor rec area. Lake Natomas is around. What else is out there in terms of like your friends doing out there, Ash, in terms of getting outside and running around?
We like to go to nice restaurants. We like to walk Old Town Folsom.
Yeah.
Old Sacramento is the same way. There's so much history that can go into it too. So as much as we want innovation, it's nice to see where the roots of the community came from, mm-hmm. and coupled with the opportunity that comes with that too.
Yeah. Well, speaking of history, so we were built based upon the gold rush. A lot of the economic growth that we had started with entrepreneurs and, you know, people chasing, looking for gold and building great things. And along the American River up in Auburn
so
and other areas,
mm-hmm.
there's so many hiking places and trails where you can still go panning for gold, believe it or not. It's still a really cool opportunity.
I love Auburn. I mean, it is such a gem. It's such a special community. The hiking there is great. I absolutely love hiking those trails. And their downtown is really, really cute, too.
Yeah, without question. So what's breaking news right now for the Sacramento region? What do most people not know about that's maybe happening right now or maybe have happened in the last 12 months or so?
Well, we are going to Germany. So the Greater Sacramento Economic Council is going to Germany for the first time and doing our first international delegation trip with Placer County. So I think that is really special and unique. And so a lot of our Placer County leaders are going to go to Germany in 2 weeks. I think two or three weeks, so soon. And I think that would be breaking news and really opening up our global markets. So our business pipeline is predominantly international companies and then clean tech companies. So a lot of companies outside the United States are looking to move here. And, you know, we really want to focus on future mobility and partnerships with Bosch down the road and innovation and partnering with William Jessup and Sierra and Sac State and all of our university systems. If I left out one, I'm sorry, but all, you know, all of them. And I think that would be the most exciting news.
Yeah, for sure. Those are super exciting opportunities. So where, okay, let's talk about the greater Sacramento region a little bit more geographically. So Placer County is where we live, and there'll be a whole segment on Placer County, and we'll go into Rockland and Roseville and other areas. And maybe we'll just talk about that just for a little bit. And you're a Placer County person too. Now, your husband works for Beale. He's a high-ranking person out at the Air Force Base out there in Beale. So you, we have this, I guess, unique understanding of what Placer County looks like. So maybe let's talk about that a little bit, and then we'll bounce to some of the other counties. So within Placer County, we've got a great mall. Everybody comes from around the region to go to the Galleria.
We like have one mall.
Yeah, I mean, there's like one mall. The
maybe
mall.
Two.
Yeah, there's the mall, which is, you know, Westfield Galleria. It is, I mean, it attracts people from all over the region and beyond. So, I mean, what else are some of the great assets that we have here in Placer County?
Yeah, I think that we've got a nice mixed use. We have a Topgolf that's really fun that creates an indoor-outdoor experience for families and business colleagues alike to have. We have plenty of event space. We have Thunder Valley, who is attracting a ton of concerts and obviously a lot of revenue. We are seeing a lot of tourism coming here. Just those events at the grounds, I know, has driven our tourism and our hotel numbers way up. And so we've got some nice hotels, high-end restaurants, and a lot of boutique stores that people are attracted to that they can't get anywhere else.
All right, so let's go to Sacramento County, but let's start in Folsom, you know, work our way up Highway 50 a little bit. Folsom has got a great small business community.
Yes, absolutely.
They are something really special. That down, you mentioned walking around in Old Folsom, and you know they've got obviously got a big prison there that your husband works for.
Yes.
but they've got this very cool downtown small business area. Have you spent many time out there, Michelle?
Now you have to sing Johnny Cash.
No question, Folsom Prison Blues. Well, I hear a little bit of that from my my son-in-law, who is a prison guard. And it is one of the most scary places on earth. And so it's one of those jobs where, you know, military and first responders and people that work in law enforcement, like prison guards, they do so much for our region. So I have to have a salute for to Nate for sure for
but
that.
But also the number of jobs, there's over 800 officers just at that Folsom prison.
Wow.
So the amount of jobs that are produced just at that, at the state level, at that one location is was surprising to me when I found out.
I think a lot of people don't realize how many people are employed at Beale. If you want to go up north from Placer County, I mean, around, but anywhere between 6,000 and 7,000 people.
Incredible. Are employed. It's like a little city.
I know, but most people don't know that.
It is. Yes, they do. They drive a lot of economic growth too, because not they all don't live there at Beale either. They have, you know, some of them live, you know, live in Rockland or Lincoln or somewhere else here in Placer County for the most part, or up maybe up the highway a little bit. But yeah, they drive a lot of economic growth just because of the number of jobs that they have, and these are good jobs, right? They're government jobs, so it's pretty special.
Well, and speaking of small communities, what we're seeing is a lot of the people who are working in downtown Sacramento are wanting to move to places like Fair Oaks and Carmichael because you can get just a little bit on the outskirts, still have good schools, a lot of great private schools specifically. But downtown Fair Oaks is completely renovating itself right now to a walkable community.
Very cool.
So it's really cool to see old become new again, and people are really attracted to that.
And I think Rancho Cordova, if we move up Highway 50 a little bit, Rancho Cordova is brimming with opportunity as well. There's a lot of industrial stuff there, but there's tech companies for sure in, you know, in Folsom and up in El Dorado County. Those are kind of like suburbs that have developed a lot of tech companies, but a lot of great space in Rancho Cordova. And Rancho Cordova is a very forward-leaning community. And I think that's one of the things you see in the Sacramento region is there are a number of communities where their leadership is more forward-leaning than others.
I agree.
And, you know, we've been accused of not being that way in Sacramento at times. But really, there are a lot of individual communities that have become very forward-leaning and embracing technology and really wanting to grow and thrive from an economic standpoint.
Yeah. What do you attribute that to from an outsider perspective? That's your world. What do you guys attribute that to?
Barry Brim.
Everything's a leadership issue. It really is.
I mean, I think, you know, when the Greater Sacramento Economic Council was formed, right, it was, okay, everyone, you know, we're competing on a national level. You know, when site selection consultants are evaluating your market, they're evaluating the entire market. They're not evaluating Rancho Cordova versus Rockland versus Lincoln versus Roseville versus Woodland versus, you know, El Dorado. They're looking at the entire region. You know, the first thing is they're going to ask is, do I have access to talent? The second thing they're going to ask is, where's the real estate? Mm-hmm. You know, where are my real estate options? And a lot of the requirements in real estate options are quite bizarre sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll get the weirdest requests. And
are you talking about from a commercial or residential standpoint?
Commercial, yeah, business, yeah. Right? I mean, they'll be like, I need X amount of power. I need X amount of square footage. And there may be only one place in the entire region that we can offer that company. Mm-hmm. So I think just working collaboratively as a region and community is really imperative. I would say the one community that I admire from an economic development perspective is Woodland. They spent years developing the Woodland Tech Park with Ken Hyatt's leadership. He's got a community economic development background. And, you know, I think after the 08 recession, he realized that he wanted to do something special for that community. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the Woodland Tech Park was birthed. And, you know, that project is moving forward and it's a really cool one.
I used to have a video store in Woodland. It was one of our great stores, huh, Scott? So speaking of great cities and great communities, in terms of forward leaning and forward thinking, what about Elk Grove? I mean, they're closer to the Silicon Valley than I think any of the other major cities or major areas in our region. And I think they've capitalized on that somewhat, but not just by their geographic location, by the kind of things that they're building there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Wilton Rancheria just built the casino there. They're building a new hotel, the Sky River, you know, casino, and that's doing really well. Kubota. They just attracted a major tractor company, international, and they're doing some good work there. And they have an economic development director and city council and mayor. You know, they're pretty aggressive and they're willing to fight the good fight to attract and retain jobs there.
Yeah. And we're seeing a lot of people that are buying in Elk Grove or those people that are coming from the Bay Area because they're still close enough. It's just kind of on that edge.
You can commute, I guess. I can still commute a couple days a week, maybe three or 4 days a week. I'll go into the office in, you know, maybe Santa Clara or something.
Absolutely.
But you still get the maybe a smaller town feel in Elk Grove. Which
and they're
is
doing the
cool.
zoo. That's another.
They've
project.
Done a really nice job out there. Honestly, I'm pleasantly surprised to see how that is transforming out there.
I agree. So I'm working around, and we're going to leave a few of you out. So I apologize if you're watching, and we only have so much time. But we talked about Davis and the innovation that's going on in Davis. They're another one that's sort of up the road, let's say away from Placer County, away from the heart of Sacramento. But they've got the university. It's closer to San Francisco and moving toward the Bay Area. So it, from a proximity standpoint, is pretty well located, too, to have all kinds of opportunity.
I mean, Davis is a great community. They have one of the leading universities in the world, you know, in animal health science, in life sciences, around gene therapy and cell gene therapeutics. And they're a tremendous community as well. I will say, you know, a little hard on the economic development side sometimes. You know, they turn down some projects.
Are they kind of a no growth sort of thing? The people there love it though. So the people that live in Davis love it.
Hopefully, no one from Davis is watching because
I have a number of friends that live in Davis, and I think they like their quiet little thing. Don't change me. We got a great thing going.
Yeah, but no, they're all kidding aside. You know, they're an amazing community and understand the important asset that they have in their backyard, which you can't beat UC.
No, that's just, it's super, super impressive. And then moving back in towards Sacramento with West Sacramento, we talked about that a little bit with some of the natural assets that they have along the riverfront and
they're
so on.
They're a great community for economic development. Yeah. I mean, they're second to none. They do a really good job whenever we have a project in the pipeline. They're fast and efficient.
Okay, when we talk about Sacramento, the heart of Sacramento, downtown, we've got the Kings. We talked about the rail yards a little bit. We've got a lot of state workers now working remotely. So it's created challenges that I know that you get hit with every day. We all feel it when we're, you know, maybe see a homeless encampment or empty office buildings and so on. Talk to us about what we're doing to I guess, address that, because these problems end up becoming opportunities over time. At times, though, they become really challenging. You want to pull your hair out.
Absolutely. I mean, it's definitely a challenging time in downtown Sacramento. You know, it is getting better, I will say. But the mental health issue is a real issue, and it's a sad one. You know, I think having social workers is really imperative to helping fix and address the homeless problem, and then also providing shelter for them, right? You know, there's not enough shelter beds for them, and there's not enough mental health solutions currently there. But I will say, you know, there's a lot of Class A office space and real estate options, which, you know, businesses can take advantage of. And we just located HCL Technologies off Capitol Mall. And they are in the former U.S. Bank building. And so I think, you know, with the fact that there was remote working, there's now more opportunity and more buildings. And there's not a lot of Class A office space and buildings to begin with in downtown Sacramento. For this major size of a city, it's not that much. We don't have that much real estate. So I think you're going to see some innovative and cool things down the pipeline because of that opportunity.
And we're on the real estate side, as it correlates with that, the California Association of Realtors is projecting a lot of those office spaces that are sitting vacant to be transformed into mixed use, where maybe it's a work and live situation. Absolutely. There's a big, big push statewide to convert some of those offices or those buildings into lower floor offices, upper floor living space. And a lot of the cities are on board and trying to move forward with that.
Yeah, it's 100%. These pendulums or challenges, they change over time because of collaboration, because of working together and being innovative and forward leaning. And so I commend both of you on being those people and joining those kind of causes in your life, whether it be the California and Placer County Association of Realtors, which you're a leader in, Ashley, obviously Greater Sacramento and all the things that you do. Let's go around the table one last time here, and maybe just as we close out our discussion today, we're running a little bit out of time. Maybe we'll start with you, Michelle, then we'll go Ashley and then me on what you love most about our region. What do you love most about the Sacramento region?
I would say the people. I think that people are really special in our region. You can't beat it. Everyone is kind, empathetic, and really wants to support you, I feel like. And then also just the outdoor amenities. I'm really into sports and love outdoor sports. And so for me, that's definitely why I love it.
Ash?
Yeah, I'd have to piggyback a little bit off of that. I think that the community in general, coming from the people that live there, as well as the amenities, I love that I can go to a Kings game on Friday night and on Saturday morning have the street in Loomis closed for the parade for the high school homecoming. There's so many different things that you can do, and I just love the support that we have from our local leaders and the rest of our people in our community.
And I'm going to use my, I guess, opportunity to share my favorite piece, because it's something I've talked about for a while. And there's this place, it's the most magical place on earth outside Disneyland, and it's called Haneyville. And I moved out there to Haneyville about 2 days ago. So by the time this airs, I'll have been out there a couple of weeks. But we built a family compound. So to piggyback off of something that you both said, so the people that are most important to me are my family, my children, my 8 grandchildren, 9th on the way, and they all live in this special magical place. And now I get to join them with my wife, Stacy, and there's all kinds of outdoor things to do. So the people and doing outdoor things with the people that I care about most on our 74 acres with creeks running through it and places to play baseball, football, basketball, whatever you want to do, we have that. And it's in the heart of Loomis. And so if you are listening, one of these days you need to hit me up on that. If you ever want to know what it's like to live next door to 2 really competitive kids and a bunch of grandkids.
And a bunch of dogs.
I don't know how many dogs. My wife is the dog whisperer. I am your guy. So hit me up because I am now learning what Haneyville is all about. So, but thank you both for what you're doing for the Sacramento region, the people of Sacramento, and for your leadership, and of course, for coming on the show today with me.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me too.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. It's going to be fun. Look forward to the rest of them.
All right.
And to all you out there fighting the good fight for entrepreneurship and for the backyard advantage, and of course, all of you out there fighting the good fight for our freedom, our security, and our way of life. Here at Haney Biz, the Mark Haney Show, and the Growth Factory, we're never above you, we're never below you, always by your side.
This segment includes the personal knowledge, experiences, and opinions about angel investing by seasoned angel investors. This content is for informational purposes only and should not be considered as legal, tax, investment, or financial advice. Nothing in the segment constitutes a solicitation, recommendation, or endorsement.